Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode. So today we're diving deep into a topic that I believe affects all of us at some point, and that is building unshakable confidence. Now, I know that we want it and we know that it's there somewhere, maybe somehow, maybe it's we lost that spark, or maybe it's something that we felt was so far-fetched that we don't think that we're worthy of being this confident woman. So wherever you are on this journey, that's okay. We're going to get started and we're going to dive into a topic that I hope will help shed some light and bring some inspiration, hope, and encouragement, no matter where you find yourself at. But if we're being honest, we have to really face where we're at today. So what I have found is that even the most successful women, and that comes from women that are in our network, in our communities, and even the incredible women we have had as guests on this podcast, all of them have struggled with self-doubt, negative self-talk, and feeling stuck, especially when it comes to hitting big goals, big success mile markers, those milestones. But here's the good news. These feelings are completely healthy and normal, and empower yourself to actually feel them. Because when we try to minimize or mitigate the feelings, all that we do is suppress them, and essentially it bottles up within us. And so that could be a recurring theme and thought that keeps coming up because we haven't allowed ourselves to feel all that we feel. So however you want to define that, or however it may look for you, that's entirely up to you and your journey in your space. So again, when we find these feelings creeping in into our headspace, trying to live rent-free, that's when we have to learn to identify and differentiate between the thoughts and the narratives that are our truth versus the stories and the lies and the BS that we've been telling ourselves. Because when we can identify them, now we start addressing them and we can evict them. We can kick them out of our headspace and say, hey, listen, there's no room for any of that. So if you find yourself experiencing both, either, or, that's completely okay. And it's all part of life. So today, I want to empower you with a few tips and strategies to help overcome these challenges and build that unshakable confidence that is so deeply rooted within to your core of who you are. And that's the kind of confidence that I'm talking about, that empowers you to really go after your dreams, that you can tackle any big obstacle that comes your way, that you start slaying those dragons with that confidence, and you're able to silence the inner critic and step fully into your power and start pursuing your passions with purpose and meaning. But first, I ask myself this question. And I bring this into the realm of before I start writing the content or sharing things that I want to speak from the heart, I always ask myself a question first. And this particular question is, why do so many women struggle with confidence? Like, why is that still such a relevant thing that takes up a lot of that bandwidth? And for me, I personally believe, and again, I pull a lot of my beliefs from my own experiences, but from the summation of so many women that have been, again, on this platform, from the communities, through so many of you, our listeners, also weighing in and giving your voice to these topics, is the truth is that I believe it's all part of our experiences. It's all part of how we have grown up to what was impressed upon. So whether we are facing this bombardment of external and internal pressures to look a certain way, to be a certain way, to speak a certain way, to act a certain way, to dress a certain way, and all those things, right? They're all valid because we've experienced it in some place and time in our life, in this journey, that appear and pop up in that headspace that will tell us, no, we can't do that. Remember that time. No, you shouldn't dress like that because remember, you know, and I'll give you an excuse. And remember that time you tried that big goal and how quickly it didn't pan out, right? So those are the headspace and the mind chatter that will always pipe up when it's not needed, and especially when it's not valid. But we have to discern and differentiate which one, again, is truth and which one is lie. Throw in the mix of societal expectations, the comparison to others, and of course, social media, mixed all together, and it creates this cocktail with our past experiences. And all of that can contribute to feeling unsure, stuck, unworthy, incapable, and sometimes powerless and immobile, that we are afraid to even take that first step. So what I found is the key to recognizing these patterns and actively working to shift them is done through what I call is the power of self-awareness. Now, I know that we have that concept of self-awareness, but how deeply in tune are we with self that we can address that lie right away, that we can differentiate that truth and that negative self-talk, right? Or when somebody else tells you something, we can say, hey, you know what? That's not really who I am. That's not cool. And when you can really address that, you start owning bits and pieces more of who you are. So this becomes this embodiment of who you're representing, which is yourself, your highest and best self. So when we become aware of that, this is all happening, the moment we become aware, everything changes and becomes more clear. Instead of finding yourself on the defense and feeling like we're under attack by all the things that are coming at us, suddenly things start to slow down. Suddenly there's like this pause as if we're almost like in the middle of the Matrix, like that slow-mo that everything becomes like, wow, clear and aware of your surroundings, the noise, the chatter, and what is real and what is manufactured. In a sense. So instead of being on the defense, we start to now shift our perspective towards the offense, and we get ahead of the false narratives. We get ahead of all the things that are trying to tear us down and take us down. And we start preparing and planning and strategizing our next move. So pulling a few tips and strategies from my own self philosophy that really has been the foundation to everything I have built my life, my business, this platform, and all my movements upon has really stemmed from the fit from within philosophies, as well as pulling content and tips from the fit from within journal. All of these are really tools in your tool belt to help you combat and overcome certain obstacles. So a few of the things that I'll share with you today, pulling from the Fit From Within journal, hopefully can help you get to that next level to really embrace and embody the confident woman who is within all of us. And so let's start with identifying negative self-talk. As we've been talking about that, a lot of times that's the number one thing that pops up because it's our inner voice, that's that constant, you know, that narrative, the story, the excuses, the voice that will try to keep us safe, but sometimes keeps us stuck. And essentially, if we keep paying attention to that, it could become our worst critic. And I know that the intention between that inner voice is really there for our protection. It's there to keep us alert. It's there to guide us. But if we're just blindly led by that voice without any discernment or input, we can veer off course and in a direction and belief of who we are and what we're worthy of based off of the fear, because that's what that voice is there. It's there to protect us from fear. So when we can learn to identify those negative thoughts and the patterns, we begin to reframe them and speak more empowering words and loving words and kind words, and they become our affirmations, our I am statements, our I can statements. And when you put those together, it becomes our incantations. So these are the things that we're speaking over and to and about ourselves on a daily basis, multiple times, whether you're aware of it or not. And when it's on autopilot in our mind, we essentially become what we believe. And if that narrative becomes our truth, then the truth is who we are, right? Follow that? So the truth becomes who we are. What we believe about ourselves will set the limit of our capabilities and our potential. And if we already believe that we can't do something, you're exactly right. We can't do it because we won't even attempt it. But if we can believe we're capable, that we are worthy, that we are, that gives us now power to pursue the action that aligns with that belief. So, identifying negative self-talk. Second one is goal clarity. So when we have that clarity in mind of what our next best step is to achieve the vision or the goal that we're holding, you know, that holding out front in our minds to think about, we're able to take that first step now with courage and confidence versus feeling unsure or being paralyzed. So we can explore those exercises, you know, in your own examples, right? Tackling the narrative, objectifying the lies, and speaking truth over it to take that first action step towards the goal of where you want to be. And it allows us to really own that identity and start pursuing our true desires and create a roadmap for achieving the goals and the outcomes that we desire. Third is celebrating small wins. Listen, I get it. Like, big goals, they're super exciting. That's what drives us. We're like, oh my gosh, I want to create this. I want to do this. I want to make this happen. And we can get so focused on the big goal, the outcome. But if we're focusing solely on that finish line, it can be very discouraging because it's going to take time to achieve that. And I know we live in a very instant gratifying world where, I mean, you can order something within 30 minutes of the cutoff time and Amazon will deliver it like within an hour or so. It's crazy how quickly everything is on demand. And sometimes when the delayed reward comes in for the goal, it seems like it's prolonging what should have happened. But when we have these big, lofty dreams and goals, that is the reward at the end of our hard work to achieve. In the meantime, it's about celebrating those small wins and those small steps and those small victories that build up over time, that lead us to that big goal, that lead us to the outcome. And that when we do hit that big milestone or the goal, we feel that reward, that celebration, that, oh my goodness, this was incredible, right? Because we've worked so hard to achieve it. But if we only took a few steps and we achieved it, then really what is the fulfillment aspect of that, right? Because you could just say, oh, that big goal, yeah, I just did that in like three steps. Big whoop, right? No, it's the long term. And for analogies purposes here, let's just think of it again for weight loss or fitness, right? You have a goal. If your goal was to lose 30 pounds in a month, You know that on an average, you have to do set habits to change to in order for you to hit a sustainable number over the 4 weeks of that month. But if you had lost that 30 pounds in 1 week, you wouldn't even know what to do with yourself at this point. You would just be like, hooray, I checked this off my list. But then there's really no adaptation. There was no learning. There was no growing. There was no skills. There was no, you know, struggle. There was no strife, right? Because when we can massively change our lives, the after effects will adhere to the long haul because we know how hard and the progress and everything that went into it that we want to hold on to that big win, no matter what it takes, right? So comparison, if you lost 30 pounds in 1 week, no big whoop. And you could just do this repetitively every other week or however, whatever. Play along with me for this example. But if it took you a month to lose that, you're going to preserve that. You know the integrity and the hard work and the discipline and the control and all the things that went into it that you're going to say, man, I worked my butt off and I'm going to be damn sure that I don't gain back that weight because I know how hard it felt and how hard I worked to get to that goal. So moving on to our fourth, which is the power of community. When we can have our community and supportive individuals that are really there to back you, to support you, to encourage you, but more importantly, to believe in you. When you have belief in yourself, that can take you so far. When somebody else believes in you too, you can go twice the distance at a faster pace because you know that there's strength in numbers. We know that you single-handedly doing something on your own isn't as fulfilling and rewarding as doing life together with somebody else. There's meaning, there's intention, there's purpose. And I know we live in a culture that says, you know, you get it, Miss Independent, you can do it. But the truth is, we can do it, but we're only going to get so far on our own. And isn't that the point of life, is to do life together with others and for others? I know that that's how I see this. And I would imagine that that's probably for you and other women as well out there. So we need the power of community. We need to surround ourselves with supportive women who believe in each other and to know that we can do things better, more efficiently, more quickly, and more fun too along the way. I don't know about you, but that's been a complete game changer in my life and in my business and everything I have been doing. Because as a self-starter and a solopreneur and a person that really has built, you know, herself up, I mean, I don't accredit to just all that to me. It came from working with other people. It came through asking for help. It came through finding the right peers and friends and colleagues and mentors and coaches and all those individuals. It takes a village, right? We know what that's like, especially as women. We need each other. And so with that, I invite you into the Confident Woman community. It's our free Facebook group where you can come in, talk to people, put yourself out there, chime in, you know, be the first person to pipe up with something that you're going through. Like, let us know what's going on in your life and how we can support you and provide encouragement, accountability, and we get to share experiences with each other. And I think that's pretty dang cool. You know, so it's all about doing life together. So now, my goal really for this episode isn't just to talk at you and give you a conversation or anything. It's about taking action, right? Information without action is just information, right? We don't do anything with information. It's applied action. So here are a few things that you can do right now so that you can learn to get fit from within and start building your unshakable confidence. And that is challenge your limiting beliefs, right? So when you have a thought or a narrative or something that comes to mind, challenge that. Start asking yourself, wait, hang on a second. Is that true? Or did I hear somebody else tell me that? Like, truth means, did you experience it firsthand? Do you have anything to back up and support the evidence? If you don't, challenge where you learned that from, where you heard that from. And is if that answer is valid and speaks truth too, then you can run this through a filtration system. So write down those negative thoughts that you have about yourself, your limitations, your capabilities, and everything else that you believe about yourself, and really question. So I know this is like, whoa, that's a lot of work, Rachel. You're right, it is. Because if you are looking to really empower yourself to become your best and most confident self, it literally takes work. And that's exactly what I was just saying, is that anything worth having is worth working for. So if you want to set yourself free from these negative beliefs, from the negative chatter, from the limitations, challenge, challenge, challenge. For every question, question the question. So once you've challenged yourself, and if the evidence is contrary to what you believe, then move forward. If it's not, challenge it. And then ask yourself, what are your strengths and your accomplishments? So now, not only are you pulling from your beliefs, you're actually pulling from your actions. What have you achieved and accomplished that could provide proof and evidence to support that belief about yourself? Right? Again, question. This is all about you. Challenge your limiting beliefs. Write down a negative thought you have about yourself. Then challenge it with evidence to the contrary. Does it align or doesn't? Then what are your strengths and your accomplishments? And how do you have supporting evidence to back those that you can now start pursuing these next challenges and obstacles that might, you know, endure over time as you work towards achieving your goals? Next, SMART goals. I know we hear about them. We're like, yep, that's all well and good. Everybody's got a SMART goal, but how, right? So let's just make it very simple. You make those goals. You start with the SMART. So for those the acronym, S for specific, M for measurable, A for achievable, R for relevant, and T for time bound. Those are SMART goals. And this will help give you a clear path to follow and the milestones to celebrate. Because as you're going through this journey, you set your distance, far out there. This is the big goal I want to achieve. I'm going to now reverse engineer that and work backwards. How much time do you think you are going to need to achieve that goal? Then you start setting the milestones. And as you're working closer towards that goal, that's the time to celebrate those small successions and the wins along the way. So if it's something, 8 weeks out, maybe every week or every other week, you give yourself a little reward. You treat yourself or you celebrate it. You tell your friends about it, right? You're bringing along others with you throughout this journey. And again, community, that is important. That will be your buffer, your sounding board, the support system you need. And then also practicing gratitude. So when we talk about gratitude, sometimes it's hard to find things to be grateful for or to even be grateful, especially when, to be honest, like there's bad days. Listen, I'm not all like rose-colored glasses all the time. There's realities of, yeah, today's not a great day. I can't even find anything to be grateful for. First of all, feel that. We've already talked about feelings. Feel that. Let you kind of wallow in those, like give your time to yourself to process. But as you're processing and letting the emotions and feelings move through you, you can actually be grateful right then and there for the ability that you gifted yourself permission to feel instead of deflect or distract or dismiss, right? Gratitude can be found in anything. So practicing the daily act of gratitude is game changing because it allows you to see every good in every bad situation. So take a few moments each day to really reflect on what you're grateful for. It doesn't necessarily have to be material things. It could be the most simplest, like taking that deep breath and giving yourself pause. And you're grateful for that moment, that breath, the one breath that you'll never get back in time. That is something to be grateful for. The fact that you have breath in your lungs is a start. So the simple practice can shift your focus to the positive and boost your confidence. And of course, I love journals. You should know that by now because I'm a writer. I love writing. I love journaling. I love creating journals that you can write in. So if you are in need of a gratitude journal, a journal that helps you with those SMART goals, a journal that helps you set monthly, weekly, and daily goals for yourself, setting habit tracking, ways to hold yourself accountable, then I cannot recommend any more than the Fit From Within journal. Highly recommended. Everything that I poured into the Fit From Within journal is because I needed so many different versions of journals that I didn't want to have like 27,000 journals that I just put it all into one. And it is my go-to journal for everything. So again, Fit From Within journal. And then, of course, joining the Confident Woman community. Again, a free Facebook community group that allows you to connect with supportive women, network, root and cheer for each other, and just be a part of something bigger than ourselves. It's such a blessing when we can contribute to others and their successes, even in the midst of our own struggles. Because when we can live with intention and purpose to serve others, our problems start to mitigate and subside. And that is a moment of gratitude and service. So I just can't share this enough with you. You know, it's just something, these are pieces of my heart and soul that I get to pour into the content that I get to create and deliver to you guys. Really, so remember that building confidence is a journey. It's not a destination. And becoming the confident woman is the destination that you'll never arrive, but you find yourself in the journey. So by being active and working on yourself, starting within, by celebrating your progress and surrounding yourself with the right people, you can create and cultivate unshakable confidence. You can create and cultivate a healthy body, a positive mindset, and a soul filled with self-love and gratitude. So, of course, all of the links, everything that I've mentioned will be provided in the show notes below. So be sure to check them out and let me know if you found them or this episode helpful. I would love to continue just putting out content that you guys are asking for that is really speaking to you in the season, wherever you find yourself. Just let me know. And of course, if you love this episode or the Confident Woman podcast, be sure to subscribe for more weekly inspiration, content, and actionable strategies to become your best and most confident self. And if you're ready to take your confidence to that next level, head over to theconfidentwoman.co to learn more about our programs and join the Confident Woman community. So until next time, take care.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.